This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Filled up. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of October, and we're here to fill your brain with information and conversation. It's unfair to think that you can't find people who have a brain on the radio. We prove that that is not correct every day because all of the people on the DJV program have a big brain. Jennifer Horn, big brain. Victoria Keelan, big brain. Kara Sheldon, big brain. And of course, me, my brain. Excuse me. Okay, well, let's keep
going.
What
about
here.
It?
That's good. I like it. Works wonders. Able to
be nothing without it.
Leave all buildings in a single bound. Yes, that's true. All right, Jennifer, how do we start the hour?
Well, people's brains in Washington, D.C. are hurting, and not for the obvious reasons, but because yesterday was quite the day as far as mail deliveries went. First, started out in Texas, just outside of Houston, where Ted Cruz's office is, Senator Ted Cruz. He's running for re-election in the fall. He received two letters that contained a white powdery substance. Now, that turned out to be nothing. That was a hoax. But just about an hour or two later, the Pentagon released a statement saying that two pieces of mail had been delivered to them on Monday, and they had initially tested positive for ricin, according to a U.S. defense official. Now, there was another envelope addressed to
President...
Why
would they make that public? Why would you tell people that are trying to scare you that they have been successful? Why would you just
I don't
not...
know. I think maybe because Ted Cruz received some. Maybe it was a chain they were suspecting. I don't know. I don't know why you would say something. But there was another envelope that was addressed to the president. So the two going to the Pentagon were addressed. One was to Mattis. Another was to one of the higher-ups.
Mad Dog
there.
Mattis.
Yeah.
Get him.
Yeah. Then the other envelope was addressed to President Trump. That contained a substance also suspected to be ricin, and that appeared to be connected to the two envelopes that were sent to the Pentagon, according to law enforcement officials. Now, ricin, if you don't know, is highly toxic, and it's extracted from castor beans that have been used in terror plots. It can be used in powder, pellet, mist, or acid form. And if ingested, it causes nausea, vomiting, internal bleeding of the stomach, intestines, kind of like a late-night trip to a fast food restaurant, you know, followed by failure of the liver, spleen, kidneys, and death by collapse of the circulatory system. So not something to be taken lightly. The two targets at the Pentagon obviously were not affected. That was, as I mentioned, Secretary of Defense James Mattis, and then the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, was also on one of the envelopes sent to the Pentagon. So this kind of thing happened before, I think, after 9/11. Remember, there was anthrax that was being sent around.
Mm-hmm.
So it never got to the intended target. Obviously, they have mail facilities that are set up to protect against these type of security threats.
Right. So... that reminds me, we used to take something, or that we all went out to the drugstore and bought something that was supposed to combat anthrax or any of that stuff. What was that? It began with a C. Anybody remember?
I don't remember what
Cipro.
I remember.
Cipro. That
yeah,
was it.
That's
yes,
right.
Victoria.
Antibiotics.
Do you still have Cipro in your medicine cabinet?
I never had Cipro in my
never.
Medicine cabinet.
I bought some. I did. I bought some.
How do you just buy it without a prescription?
I got it at a drugstore. I don't remember how I got it, but I remember getting it.
I remember also, remember we got duct tape because we thought there'd be chemical attacks after 9/11
right.
so that we could duct tape up our house.
All right, so let me ask all of you a question. And this is not meant, I get into this and I think to myself, should I do this or not? Should I not do this? The president talking to reporters about how scary it is for young men in America, and when asked... if he had a message for young women, he said, women are doing great. And just the optics, I laugh because I can hear how people will take that and run with it and just make him look like a dunce. With, the guys are in trouble, but the girls are doing just fine. The optics of that in the face of the Me Too movement, it just, I just wish somebody could drill into him how to stop mid-sentence and not say what it is that's on your mind.
It's just frustrating because, you know, a lot of people feel that same way. And the reason why things are bad for young men in the country is because of what they're doing to young women. It's like after the whole Brock Turner thing and, you know, people didn't want to ruin his future and blah, blah, blah. And I just don't understand why there's not any ownership there. Like, it's not women. It's not women who are attacking and ruining their future. You're ruining your own future. I just don't get it.
And this is coming from a guy who's been sued how many times for sexual harassment himself? So it's like he has no credibility talking about, oh, women are doing great.
Well, can I add in here? I know, Doug, you have said, I just want to add in one thing from the other side. Because I am about raising strong people, regardless of whether they are men or women. What I have noticed culturally in this country, and it's followed my life and I've benefited from it, is that from about the 80s on, we've done a really good job focusing on raising strong women, teaching them, advancing them. They're going to college more than men. We're breaking ceilings that we never thought possible. That's all very good. But I think young men coming up today don't know their place in society. And I think that's why you see a lot of them acting out. This is not making an excuse. But I think a lot of people, we just don't know how to deal with it. What is men's role in a society where there are strong women, where they're no longer needed to be the hunter and the gatherer and the provider? So it's I think, an interesting philosophical conversation to have.
Let me add another stroke to that, if I may. I'm a person, this is self-effacing. The women that I found most attractive in my life, and the one that I love specifically, but it sort of trails, but with her and with other women that I've been attracted to, let's say in the last 10, 15 years of my life, have been very strong women. Strong emotionally, strong physically, strong mentally, strong spiritually. I like that. There's an aphrodisiac, an aphrodisiacal, as that's a word that I find in women. And I think my daughter would tell you that I've taught her to be, as a matter of fact, once we were having a conversation, it became very heated. And at the end of the conversation, she looked at me and she said, "Dad, this is your fault." And I said, "What do you mean by that?" She said, "You taught me. You told us to think for ourselves. You told us to be independent thinkers, so here I am." And it was something that I disagreed vehemently with her about, but it was her sort of, giving it back to me, if you will. But I find I certainly appreciate her being the way she is, and I certainly have appreciated others who I find it, the problem
but did
is.
You raise, I think the question though is, did you raise your son and your daughter differently?
No, no. So, they would tell you. They would tell you that they both have the same. I don't know that I talked to my son about it as I didn't talk to Brendan in the same way about it as I did Megan. Megan,
but in terms of, like, you know, I'm assuming when you say you raised them both the same, they both had an open space in terms of creativity. They both could pursue any type of career they wanted to.
Yes.
Like, there were no expectations that you had that were different between Brendan and
they
Megan.
They both decided where they wanted to go. Megan went to the right school. Brendan went to the wrong school. But he made the decision.
But it was his choice, and you raised them both to make their own choices.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, Jen, and I hear this a lot recently, how it's, you know, we've left men behind. I don't really understand that argument, though, because if you raise your son and your daughter to be thoughtful and equal, and I don't understand the problem.
Well, the frustration
with that. I'm not talking about parents. I'm talking about schools. I'm talking about culture. I think the focus of multiple social programs, they're focused on women, and they're not necessarily focused on men. Not, it could be a great thing. Maybe that's the right thing. It's just, it's something that I've noticed just growing up in this realm where I think maybe I was the first of the people in society, because of my age, to be the beneficiary of prioritizing strong women over men.
I think men just also need to be raised, or boys need to be raised, with more repercussions. I think that in a lot of families, and I don't know how this worked in your family, Doug, I only have sisters, but I know so many people who have brothers and they're girls, and they were raised, and basically they couldn't go out on dates, they couldn't go out and do this or that, and they faced faced a lot of repercussions that their brothers didn't face. They were able, you know, because they were boys and they could stand up for themselves or they were strong or whatever.
Brendan.
They were allowed to go out and do whatever the heck they wanted. And I think that a lot of boys grow up still thinking that they can do whatever
they
want.
They can do what they want.
It's very true.
And women don't have that.
Brendan was the scrutinizer of Megan's boyfriends. It wasn't me because oftentimes she might not have been with me. She might have been with her mother when she went out, and Brendan would check him out. And then he would report back to me or to his mother as to whether the guy was somebody that ought to be hanging around with his sister or not. So
<That's> cute.
Yeah, it was very cute. But I think there is the confusion that comes, maybe not, maybe the confusion came on my part in dealing with the strong woman as to how to, you know, because I came from my father was a very aggressively controlling man. And a lot of stuff that I've dealt with in my life has had to do with that aggressive be the man sort. And I, because I grew up on the farm and my sensitivities toward the animals were different, that sensitivity toward animals has found its way into my sensitivity in dealing with women, mostly, sometimes with men, I guess as well, but more with women. And I think sometimes it's confusing. It's a confusing world that we live in. And so I want to just go back to Trump for a second. Where's Ivanka? I haven't heard boo about her lately, no matter what. And during the last month, has anybody heard anything about her?
She's just somewhere. She's been really working. She travels with him on all the economic stuff. Jared worked out the trade deal. I think he was integral in working with Robert Lighthizer. So you see him lately. But I think when he was doing his tax reform, that was all her. And about she was traveling with him a lot on that.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a long time ago, though. But I haven't seen her.
Last month or two.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a long time. The last picture that I even saw of her and Jared was when Kim Kardashian was there in that meeting when they were talking about prison reform. And I guess Jared is in charge of, that's one of the projects that, which I totally agree with and think that we really need to revamp our prison system. But that's the last time I even saw the two of them. So I don't know if they're laying low on purpose or,
All right.
She posts it up in social media and gets attacked all the time. Maybe she's trying to stay out.
Maybe stay away from that, yeah. Here's a way for us to deal with a really important problem. I'm back and forth. It's funny how as you get a little bit older, the pounds come and the pounds go. They come, they go, you're up, you're down. Some of it depends on what you're eating. Some of it depends on your exercise quotient. But if you'd like to steady it off, if you'd like to lose weight and maintain a particular weight, like I'm comfortable about 174, 175. That's where I feel best at. When I get over 180, don't like it. So, and maybe all of you have that. You've got a threshold. You got a place, and at that place you want to stop and then go back to where you're most comfortable. This is for men and women because the benefits of using Calitrin are there for both men and women. Losing weight the healthy way, without all kinds of things, you know, we have all of us tried here and there. And I'm not some people say, why are you on a diet? Well, I think I need to watch what I eat as much for what's going on in parts of my body. I think I've got to be careful, not just because it puts on pounds, but because of what it does to your systems. I'm highly allergic now to gluten. So I got to be careful about what I eat there. Never used to think about it at all. Same is true with certain types of vegetables, interestingly enough. I got to stay away from anything that is not organic because it screws up my system. And so in thinking about how you do sensible weight loss, it comes back around to Calitrin. Simple, plain, highest quality products because it's collagen that's the main ingredient. And they find that it's a natural protein. They get it from animals. And when you take Calitrin, the collagen starts to help your body reproduce. It signals, turns the switch back on. So you can lose weight, maintain the weight, because it focuses on muscle. That's what collagen is, focuses on muscle and not on the fat. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJB. Save 10% on your Calitrin. Lose the weight. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Thank you. Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Mercell Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Mercell Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercellMedia.com. VercellMedia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's meant to be, it's meant to be, and will be. I kind of like this. Hi, this is Florida Georgia Line. I'm going to crank it up a little bit. Sarah.
Hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see.
Florida Georgia Line's hit song, Meant to Be, stands its record 44 weeks number one on the Hot Country chart. With its continued domination, Florida Georgia Line becomes the first act to top the chart for 100 cumulative career weeks. Wow, that is, I didn't realize these people were that popular. I'm missing out because I guess I'm not a country person. Right, the duo Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly are the Florida Georgia Line. One of them must be from Florida, the other one from Georgia. Pretty clever, I figured that out, right?
Huh? You might be right. You might be right.
Yeah. They've, you know, I don't hear them on the radio that much, but they've had some really good collaborations. I think they had one with Backstreet Boys, they had one with Luke Bryan, they had one with Nelly, they have one with BB Rexha, this song here. And I think that's what's really worked for them.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. I find it to be kind of cool. It's a nice song, and they're finding an audience. They said together, we set out to write good songs, so to see them travel far beyond our reach is still hard to wrap our heads around. So one of the members, Mr. Brian Kelly, said. Let's see here. They have 100 cumulative weeks. That puts George Strait in second place with 84 weeks. Buck Owens ranks third at 82 weeks. Tim McGraw, 73. Kenny Chesney, 72. So that's it. And on the female side, BB Rexha, 44 weeks. Owns the mark for the most number one among women on the Hot Country Song list. She passed Tammy Wynette in second place, 37 weeks she was there. Carrie Underwood, 35 weeks at the top with the song. So, that's the Florida-Georgia Line record-breaking performance. Speaking of record-breaking performances, this guy's got lots of them. Van Morrison, one of my favorites, my all-time favorites. He's an enigma, to be sure. Got a new album out called The Prophet Speaks. It's his 40th studio album coming out in time for Christmas. In the new album, he offers six new original songs along reinterpretations of classics. Sam Cooke's Laughing and Clowning, John Lee Hooker's Dimples, Solomon Burke's Gotta Get You Off My Mind. He loves Solomon Burke, man. He always is talking about Solomon Burke. And Willie Dixon's I Love the Life I Live. He has a lot of influence from jazz musicians, some country stuff leaking in. But it always, when you hear Van Morrison, you do not confuse him with anybody else. His voice is so remarkably distinct. His phraseology, he's clever and very prolific, I think. He's got to be, I'm going to guess Van Morrison's 78, 79, somewhere in there.
Is he that old, really?
I think he's in his late 70s, yeah. Because I remember when he first came out, he was a little older than I, well, maybe mid-70s, but he's pushing it. And he's still
73.
73, okay.
Yep.
Anyway, he's announcing some tour dates, and that'll be interesting. I just like it. I've been to probably half a dozen of his concerts. It always frustrates me because he does such a great job, has so much fun with his hits. But every once in a while, he goes down that jazz route, and then it leaves me in the dust anyway. And the man at 28 after on the DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Just 7 months before Ford's new small truck, the Ranger, hits dealership, the company has unveiled the price. It'll start under $26,000, including delivery charges. Step up, and you can get the top-of-the-line Supercrew Lariat with a 5-foot box, and you'll pay just over $40,000 with the 4x4 version. The Ranger is about $23,000 lower than the starting price of America's best-selling vehicle, the Ford F-150 truck. But fully optimized, the F-150 can get to $90,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of GEICO, who does a ton more. Like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And GEICO has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, GEICO also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Everyone in America that has a smartphone will hear this coming up at 2:18 Eastern Time today. This is only a test. And that will be what it sounds like when they test the system that's being set up to send out so-called presidential alerts in national emergencies. Former head of Homeland Security Jay Johnson says it's good to have in this day and age.
People of my generation got our news through TV, radio. My kids' generation now get their information, get their news on the Internet, on their phones.
photo-sharing network Instagram is back up for most users after suffering a worldwide outage. Earlier, the app had displayed an error message saying, can't refresh feed, and the website wouldn't load. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source ComScore total visits.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
I'm somewhat distracted for a moment here. DJ V time 34 after the hour. Victoria's going to get us to the lead story of the half hour in a moment. Somebody sent me, you remember we've been talking about New Bern and where the mess because of the hurricane. I was remembering doing a broadcast from a dairy in New Bern a number of years ago, and somebody sent me a tear sheet from the newspaper that they had kept. And I'm trying to see what the date on February 21st, 1995. This is, what, 23 years ago. The pictures are absolutely priceless. You ladies,
we have to snap a picture of your with your iPhone and put them up on Facebook.
I would. Yeah,
and Instagram.
Yeah. The Mayola Milk and Dairy Company. I did the broadcast from a dairy. And the cow, it was just kind of fun. And these people remember me being there. The story reads, Doug Steffen doesn't eat his friends. You see, remember, I've said that how many times because of my fondness for my cows. Everything I do on the air is spontaneous, he said, sitting in a booth at the Cow Cafe in New Bern. I try to take people at their best and let them be their best. If I invite you to my house, what kind of a host am I if I'm rude and insolent to you? That was my philosophy then and is now. And then it goes on to say, Stefan, 48, who doesn't deny that sometimes people get mad at him.
Is this last week's article, or is it from, what year is it?
1995. Isn't that funny? Just funny, 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 funny. I did a quartet. We did singing.
Oh, boy.
And there's a picture of me with this quartet singing, and I'm laughing hysterically in the picture. But the employees, I still have the sweatshirt, too, by the way, that came from there. I'll have to wear it and take a picture of myself in it now and maybe send it back down there. But anyway, it just I find I don't want to get distracted too much, but it was very nice of this. Curtis Lemel is the person who sent this along to me. Thank you, Curtis. Very sweet. Very nice. All right. Now back to today on the radio and what Jennifer, Victoria, Kara have to say about what's going on in the world on the DJV program. Victoria, what do you have for us?
Well, let's talk about some health for a second. There's an interesting new study that's probably not surprising to anyone of an older generation. I'm thinking of my grandfather in this one. But the study shows that if you take a walk after dinner, that it actually has a ton of health benefits. And so the author of this new study, which comes from George Washington University, the School of Public Health there, the lead author says, Italians have been walking after meals for centuries, so that was the impetus into looking into studying their health and things like that. So the study actually found that people, older adults especially, who are at risk or have type 2 diabetes, if they walked on a treadmill for 15 minutes after a meal, they had smaller blood sugar spikes in the hours after that. And in fact, the researchers found that these short post-meal walks were even more effective at lowering blood sugar after dinner than a single 45-minute walk taken at mid-morning or late in the afternoon. So if you actually take, as what my grandfather used to call, an evening constitutional...
Yeah.
If you take a walk after dinner, that has more of an impact on your health in a positive way than if you work out for an hour and a half midday.
Yeah,
so that's
sure does.
Really I've interesting.
Started, since Daisy May has come into my life, I'm taking walks every morning. Not that I need to. I'm frankly in good shape and enjoy good health, but every bit helps. So Daisy has gotten me to, we go out for 15, 20, 25 minutes, maybe a half hour. Depends on how much time I have and how long it takes her to poop. And we just walk, and she turns around, looks back to make sure I'm with her, and then she'll tear off down the path. But it has been very good, especially at night, I think, Victoria, for me, mm-hmm. because oftentimes my day doesn't end until 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then I eat, and then I go to bed. Not good, not smart, counter to everything that anybody who has any health interest in me tells me. But
yep.
That's the way my life is. So I find taking her out for a walk... He's really cool. We walk around. I have a flashlight. We walk around the property and check this out. She's smelling this, that, and the other thing. It's just kind of fun. So it's a good idea. That's an excellent approach to health and longevity. Speaking about health, bumblebees living healthier lives in the city than bumblebees who live in the country. Who would have thunk that?
Mm-hmm.
Bumblebees, according to the research, living in urban areas, experience healthier lives than their counterparts who live out in the boonies. Their colonies are larger, they seem to be better fed, and they are less prone to disease. Urban colonies survive longer than the country cousins they have. This research looked at wild-caught bumblebees in agriculture, and the like the cousins who are in urban environments, every week the researchers counted the bee population in each hive three times. Who wanted to have that job? Colonies in the city grew larger than those on the farm. So people who study and have been looking at bees for the past 80 years or so. They see changes in our farmland. Here's the most important part of this for everybody to take away. It's nice, kind of fun to tell the story about how the bees are healthier in urban areas, but the reasons for it, the reasons go directly back to insecticides, pollutants in the country coming from Monsanto, and that ilk, the sprays, the Roundup-type product, killing the bees. We've heard that story before about how bees are dying right and left because of their exposure to this crap that's put on. And the self-serving part of this is the farmers need to be more aware of this, because without the bees, they don't get pollinization, they don't get a crop.
Yep.
So you're kind of cutting off your left leg here using this stuff. And that's what this study showed. 80 years, the look over the, since World War II, especially farmland, has had a problem with pollinating insects like bees and wasps because of the insecticides. So what is beautiful countryside is turning into a wasteland, a bee wasteland anyway. Chemicals have been shown to slow rates of bee reproduction, increase the prevalence of parasites in the bee colonies. So this is very important. They don't. There's no spraying in the city. What are they going to spray? The side of the building? No.
Well, in New York, they spray for mosquitoes, but that's usually not where mosquitoes are always around, you know, puddles and things like that. So it's really not where bees are. So no. In Central Park, they don't spray. Central Park is actually surprisingly organic, and all of New York City really is. It's a very green city, even though people don't think it unless you live there. But so the bees are thriving, and a lot of people have pollinator gardens and heritage gardens. That's like a big trend right now that people are planting at home, and a lot of people are planting specific plants to help the bees and to attract them.
Yep, as well we should be.
Yep.
Speaking of mosquitoes, young mosquitoes who eat small pieces of plastic, contaminating other members of the mosquito tribe, but also other insects and mammals. Here's another bit of research on what's going on. We talk about bees. They're important. People say mosquitoes, they're not important. But in this case, they are, because they're indicative of what's going on in that spectrum of life that we don't pay a lot of attention to. And so if the mosquito larvae that's coming along eats these bits and pieces of microplastic residue, the plastic remains in the insect's body into adulthood. So the microplastic could then be transferred to whatever might eat the mosquito. Birds come to mind. Researchers say it's not a stretch to think that plastic could move up the food chain in that way. So then, let's say a pheasant eats the mosquito, and you shoot the pheasant and eat it. You're getting the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
The implication.
Well, look, we're
is
already getting plastic from fish,
right?
And
yeah,
I love
so
to
I'm
eat
just
fish,
saying,
so
yeah.
We're all, and that's already been right. documented. The microplastics in fish, it changes the DNA of fish, and it actually ruins it. It disrupts their fertility, and so fish can't actually. That's why the fish population. People talk about just plastic straws. It's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. Contact lenses, disposable contact lenses. I was reading about that last week. That's ending up in the ocean. And fish are eating them because, you know, they reflect the light coming through in the water, and it looks like tiny fish. And so other fish are eating contact lenses now. That can't be digested.
Gross.
And so we're going to have to start really worrying about the population of fish, because the plastic is ruining their reproductive system. So if they can't multiply, then we're going to be really screwed. It's so much more than just talking about straws.
A lot of, it is. It's way beyond straws. Microplastics in small latex beads are pretty much everywhere. They put it in toothpaste now.
Mm-hmm.
And you brush your teeth, supposedly makes them whiter. No, you don't want to. It does. It eats away at the enamel, so your teeth are whiter for a while, but you ruin your teeth. It's one
and
of
microbeads have been banned, I think, all throughout Europe. They banned microbeads a while ago. But microbeads are in any type of exfoliating body wash that you would put in the shower, or sometimes exfoliating lotions and things like that. That's what the microbeads are used for, and they're just so harmful to the environment. I don't buy anything that... If you need, like, a natural exfoliant, grab some... Go right to your kitchen. Grab some olive oil, grab an avocado, make a homemade mask or something, and put a little sugar in the raw in there, and that's all you need. You don't need to use microbeads.
I use I put coconut oil in my face at night.
Yeah.
But if you power swab's a good way to clean up your teeth. You don't need the beads there. Anyway, I just wanted you to know this business came to my attention. Microplastics. So many places around the world, including areas of our country and Europe, banning microbeads. The stuff that's in the toothpaste, good, in the face scrubs, in the shower gels. So anyway, it's just one little piece of a plastic ingested by a sea turtle kills them.
Yep.
Kills them. So it's consciousness. I'm not here to be a preacher, but I am here to tell you what concerns me. And maybe if I tell you what I'm doing, or Victoria tells you what she's doing along these lines, maybe it has some impact on you one way or another.
Well, I think it's just sharing information is important.
Yep.
People can do, you know, as long as you're informed. I try to be a conscious consumer in every area of my life. And it doesn't mean that I'm only ever going to buy organic. I try to buy organic, but sometimes you're in a rush and they don't have anything. So, you know, so you suck it up and you just buy regular vegetables. But it's about having information and sharing it, and then that creates dialogues. Whether people change their habits or not, at least informing people, I think, is the most important thing.
All right, let me inform you about getting enough in your body of organic fruits and vegetables. We talk about how hard it is to get these every day into your diet, and that's true. It is. I'll tell you, when I go shopping, I'm looking for nothing but organic strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, whatever I can find. Hard to find them.
You really should focus on organic stuff.
Yep.
Strawberries were the number one most pesticide-ridden
apples,
fruit.
All that, all over the place.
Yeah.
So now comes Texas Superfood, Victoria. You're taking these pills. I'm using the powder. This is the best blend of USDA organic vine-ripened fruits. Say it again, Doug. Vine-ripened fruits and vegetables you can find. A lot of probiotics. Energizing herbs as well. Texas Superfood, complete organic. Believe me, this stuff is awesome. Check it out. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. See the full line of quality nutritional products they have there. Find out why the American Cancer Society, the American Heart Association, say this is what you should be doing with your diet. Eat only organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. Texas Superfood's been around over 20 years. One goal in mind, help you get the best. The all-natural nutrition you need comes to you now in powder or capsule form at Texas Superfood. But that's not all I have. Got tons of stuff. Check it all out. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of nutritional products. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance, and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stand aside. This is the music from Rambo 5. Why is it different than Rambo 4, Rambo 3, Rambo 2, or Rambo 1, Chucker? Why didn't they use the same theme for all of them?
I'm sure they used the same theme, but they just started filming Rambo 5, once again, Sylvester Stallone playing the character of John Rambo, and he released a still photo of the character wearing a cowboy hat and a buttoned-up shirt, dress shirt, which is
Rambo?
Completely, and short hair, yeah, which
really?
Is a completely different look for the character. Stallone is now 72 years old. Was on the fence about going back to play this very action-oriented character, but decided to take the plunge.
Yeah.
I'm glad he
works
did.
Out. He's
did.
Taking drugs. He's a Indian pie.
He's taking drugs. What do you mean?
Sorry, Chucker. Did I do something to that image in your mind?
And this is good?
Yeah. Well, listen, it works for him. I can't imagine Joe Biden taking him and looking the same, but listen.
No, right.
Same age. All right, so Rambo 5 in pre-production. That's interesting. The beach, Chucker, that was used in that movie, The Beach, it was, 18 years or so ago, Leonardo DiCaprio. The movie became very popular, and so the beach became very popular. Over the years, a lot of people have flooded into this beach that was used for filming the movie, and they've destroyed its natural habitat, coral reefs, sea life, and that sort of thing. So the Department of Natural Parks over in Thailand has ordered that the beach be shut down for 4 months so it can recover from the damage that has happened from tourists because of the movie. I don't even remember that movie. Do you remember that movie?
It's a terrible movie.
Yeah, it's not very good. He did that film right after Titanic, and it did okay at the box office, but I don't remember it. Is anything special?
I hated it. There was a shark attack. It was very violent. It was like graphic. It was terrible.
A lot of his stuff is very violent and graphic.
A terrible movie.
Who wants to do that?
Let me ask you a question, Doug.
Yes, Chucker.
You saw Crazy Rich Asians, correct?
I did. I liked it.
You did? Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
8.5.
Okay.
What would you give it?
I'd give it a 7.
Really? Well, you didn't like the beginning of it.
Chucker doesn't like rom-coms.
Yeah, romantic comedies are not his thing. I like them. I liked, as I said before, if you didn't hear me talking about this, I think yesterday, it was a likable movie. The two lead characters were very likable, I thought. The plot was interesting, not particularly creative. I mean, the story of a rich guy who meets a poor girl, and, you know, so they live in happily ever after, that kind of stuff. It's a different treatment on that. And the mother is bad, and, you know, okay. So it's kind of the same story that's been told 150 million times, but it was just maybe nice because of what you got to see in terms of the background in Asia that you might not have seen otherwise.
And the two leads are very appealing.
They are. They're nice. Really, very much so. All right. So you gave it a 7. The average then is 7.75 between Chucker and me. You haven't seen it yet, Victoria, right?
I haven't, but I want to.
Yeah, go see it. It's good. You'd like it. All right, more from Chucker. Movie news in a moment.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, Chucko. What other movie news have you got for us?
Although it's tracking well when it's expected to open this Friday, Sony Pictures' superhero film Venom, which stars actor Tom Hardy, getting hammered by critics in advance reviews, many calling it a complete dud. Tom Hardy said in an interview that 40-something minutes was cut out of the final cut of a lot of stuff that he filmed and liked. It obviously had a lot of issues in the editing room. It opens this weekend, the same weekend as The Star Is Born, which is expected to do pretty well also and have a lot of
one.
Reviews are really good. Me too.
Yeah.
That's got 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I hate rooting against films, but when I watch a trailer to Venom, it takes place in the Spider-Man universe without Spider-Man. I just don't understand why some of these movies are being made.
Make a buck, that's all. That's all. Yeah. It's just all it is, and it's understandable. It's business. You know, get as much as you can while you can, and then go on to something else. That's progress, Chucker. Chuck Curry, our movie man, 59F.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.